Were you sleeping when I got to you?
No, I came out of the shower. I just came out of the shower. Because I went in like just before.
Back in the gym?
Yeah.
How many times this week?
Bro, today, this week's been paused like twice. I'm kind of going on Sundays. Make it three times, but... Yeah, man.
I was thinking you went to the gym. Where's your Red Bull, man?
Huh? I've got it.
No, you just dropped it. There's no way you went to the gym with no Red Bull.
What do you mean?
As like, a Red Bull for this session.
Oh, yeah. Mandatorily.
Do you get it?
Mandatorily.
Oh. I was getting my nose done.
You was what?
I need to get my nose done.
People got to understand that the summer body you want is made in the winter, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps using that winter arc phrase.
I have been banging
that's, out. That's part of it. Yeah, Jim.
What do you mean banging it?
That's all I've been saying.
The whole winter arc.
Winter arc, man.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I think I'll call it bulk and I'll just call it building. I don't know what I'm doing. Because if I'm bulk and I'm not eating enough.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not cutting.
Nah.
Because I've gained weight.
I think I'm dirty bulking, to be fair.
Same. I'm
just eating anything that I see still.
Same.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm just maintaining right now. But I'm not trying to maintain. I'm trying to build. What's your weakest body part?
It's my biceps. My biceps, yeah. I was doing it today. I actually hate training biceps. Because they're so weak. I just feel so, like, I feel like I'm doing nothing. Like, I feel like I'm,
Right, I've been in the gym now, I want to say, for 9 months.
Nine now?
Should be like 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not missing 1 week.
Not bad.
You've been in the gym for 9 months?
Yeah, I started in February, I believe.
That's a long time, you know.
Did he? In February? Yeah. When did he say that on here? When did he say that?
That was on February. I haven't started
it. No, he said that here. Yeah.
No, because
yeah, I said how it here he announced for sure, yeah.
He put a snap up on the story, on the Insta story.
Yeah, well, remember when he said it on an episode that like he was going back to the gym?
Yeah.
I was here, yeah.
When was that?
Roughly around that time, I think.
Was it?
Well, I actually started in February.
Time flies.
Yeah, I started in Feb still. I was thinking maybe it was April. Nah, I started in Feb.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
I started in Feb.
Nine months.
My arms. My triceps grow, but my arms still look like, for me anyway, they look small. But that's because my biceps just don't look like other people's biceps.
How many times do you work them though? Do you work it enough?
I don't know anymore at this point. How many times do I work it? I do... Right now, I've tried to increase my intensity. So I go like, I want to say 4 times a week now.
Mm.
5 times if I do legs, but.
Weakest body part, it's probably my back.
My mind's definitely my back. After my biceps, I'll say probably my chest, you know.
Wow.
Mm. What would I say? Yeah, I would say my triceps. Like my arms, just in general, they're not.
I think everyone has that muscle group that. If they were to miss like a week of gym when they come back, like it won't have been made that much weaker because it's naturally strong.
Yeah.
Everyone's got that. I think that like, everyone's got that section. Like, I think it'll be like your shoulders or your back, for example.
Yeah.
You know, man's everything still.
What do you mean?
I'm strong in the West.
He thinks he's fat. First. Mine's everything.
Mine's everything, bro.
Nine months.
My strength is crazy.
How much you weigh, G?
I fluctuate between like 73 to 75. I've never been above 75.
Yeah,
still. Well, I'll be around that 60 something margin, you know. When I was in uni, I was like 60 something.
You were 60 something in uni?
63, 64.
63 is crazy. 63 is crazy.
Bro, I was around that region. Now I look at myself, I'm like, bro, man, it's 70 something kg, bro.
It's 10 plus, you know.
Yeah, from what though? Remember, I was around 70 when I started. So in February, I was like around 70 kg. I was definitely not below 70.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm touching 75. That's 5 kilos in 9 months.
Do you feel bigger though? Overall?
For sure.
Oh, yeah, it's calm then. You know there's progress there, isn't
it? Like most shirts, like, I still see my shape.
Yeah, that's calm.
You know what I mean?
Filling it out.
Yeah. But it's just my arms. I feel like, ugh. My chest is that it's getting there now. I've done a new regime. Is that what I call it?
Regime.
It's no regime.
No.
I've never heard regime before.
It's resume.
Word.
Or regime.
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 Regime, bro. I can do regime.
regimen.
For my chest, so I try to do chest twice. I try to do back twice. Then my shoulders, I did that yesterday. Oof, killed me.
See, with chest, yeah, like, I was always, like, pause in it, but I'd look at, like, some guy in the gym, like, you see how, like, men will have that defined chest, like, that's cupped, do you know what
yeah.
I mean? And it sticks out their top.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, man's been working chest for, like, 6 months, like.
Yeah.
I wear a t-shirt, I'm like, just look flat. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. After, like, maybe, like, 18 months or something, that's like, Fez. I think chest, for me, takes a long time.
What do you mean 18 months?
As in after I've been in the gym for 18 months.
You've been in the gym for 18 months?
Longer than 18 months. Probably closer to 2 years, to be fair.
Fez.
2 years?
Yeah. But as in, like, when I started, 2 years ago, it was more like twice a week.
Oh.
Then that.
No, how long have you been, would you say, consistently going up?
What month were we? November? Yeah, about 18 months then. Like last year, spring. Like April 2022. Yeah, about 18 months, yeah.
Flipping that.
Yeah. There's like a break in there though, like a 1 month break. This summer, actually.
No.
Just sort of like injury, sort of. But yeah.
Yeah, for me, mine was, yeah, 3-9 months. And I don't ever plan on stopping still, I'm not going to lie.
It's good because like, you'll get into that flow mode where it's like, your week or your day won't feel right unless you've been to the gym.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna, it's this week and last week has been the first time it's like, oh, I can't be bothered because of the cold. Now it's just actually cold. I don't like the cold at all. Those people that said they like cold, I don't know what you like about this. Nah, and it's still strange. Gonna get worse.
It's exactly gonna get like worse. Them January, February months.
I don't like it at all.
When you gotta come outside and start de-icing the windscreen and
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nah, I'm not feeling late.
It's not fun. Like.
Did you lot see this when people, some girl too, like, oh, why don't all men look like one? Like, I think he's a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I saw that.
At first, I was like, nah.
Did you see his response?
No, I actually didn't. So.
Nah, he put up a video of Laurie Harvey. He's like, why don't you all look like Laurie Harvey?
Fair then? Enough.
Was man. It him that posted that?
I'm pretty sure.
Fair enough.
Oh, I thought that was just a random person that tweeted that. I actually checked their profile.
I'm pretty sure he quoted you that with
why
that.
Why don't you all look like Laurie Harvey, you know? Nah. For me, like, he's big still, but I would never say he's built his. It's disgusting. Man knows why he's built like this. Like, I'm sure he may not. I could actually be wrong, but it looks like he competes in it. In terms of bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Probably. Very I always fine. Think people that big, yeah. I always think they're like, they yeah, or something. They take something in it. Because, bro, like even the big chest thing you're describing, like whenever I see people like that in the gym, like, you're definitely taking something. Like, bro, I don't think I could ever... I wouldn't want to get to that size, that guy that that was posted on the tweet. But, like, even if I wanted to, I'm like, how would... Like, how
did you get to
yeah, that? How do you get there? Like, bro, that is massive. Like, nah, I don't know.
Nah, I feel like there's only... I've only seen, like, 2 people that I know for sure you're on steroids, imagine. Like, you're 100% on steroids. Because you can just see
it's
them.
It's bait. It's actually bait.
Like, you're actually on steroids, bro. 100%. There's no doubt.
True, still.
But yeah, man, I wouldn't take it because I'm scared that. Like, if I started taking steroids, my balls would grow smaller or shrink.
So it's your pee stack. Was it not your pee stack?
No, it's your balls.
Is it your balls?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Balls shrink. I saw it on some doctor's show.
So that means what? Your fertility rates will go up?
Fertility rate will go lower.
Does they have
infertility?
Oh, first.
Do you say infertility?
Infertility rates will go up.
Yeah.
Nah, that's mad. That's one thing I'm not trying to compromise on. Still,
I was speaking to one girl today. They were like, oh, don't you just want to know one time if you can get someone pregnant or give birth?
I do hear it still. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, don't you want to know one time if you
works,
can?
It? Like it works.
Your stuff works.
Why would you want to know that now?
I do hear it though, like to a certain extent.
No, I
don't. It's like raw, like.
And I'm pretty sure you could just go to the doctor.
You could literally just go and check if you're.
Yeah.
Can you?
Your sperm yeah. is like active.
They can definitely
active and works. Is that the same thing though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but bro, like, you can see if there's. I swear, if you're sterile, you don't. There's no sperm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can easily go get that tested. You just do it.
Yeah, checking your sperm.
Check. Time. Yeah. Exactly.
Can, just means like. Other way, you chopped in the meantime, innit?
No,
it just felt good.
Doesn't make sense, man.
No, it doesn't make sense. No, because if you know it works, that means you've got someone pregnant.
No, as in that, I'm talking about pregnancy scare, not pregnant.
No, because a pregnancy scare doesn't prove that it's worth
it. Yeah, I lie.
It kind of does.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Why not? Because if she's not actually not pregnant, then you don't know.
Yeah, but like...
Nah, man. No. It doesn't. It doesn't prove anything.
It means certain functions.
No.
No, it doesn't, bro. No.
You don't think?
No.
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 You might have just got lucky, though.
No.
Okay, so what if she took the pill?
And what?
So how do you know if it works?
Yeah, bro? What? And
so
what?
It could work, though. If wait, it didn't work, she wouldn't have got, like, pregnant in the first place.
No, no, no.
She wouldn't have needed to take the pill in the first place.
She would take the pill because anyways, she doesn't want to get pregnant.
Yeah, she doesn't want to, yeah.
It's a precaution. Why would, yeah. You can't get pregnant and then take the pill. It doesn't work like that.
No, but I said, like...
Bro, just go and do it the right way. Don't go and do it. Don't go and mess up, bro. Because if you now hear the story of, then you'd be also saying,
No, scare's crazy, though. I'm not like, man.
I don't want none of that stuff. I told her, yo.
If you actually want to find out, you should just go get it checked out at like, the doctor's in it.
I feel like they should have taught all of this in that uni or something. I feel like...
Before uni.
No. I feel like there should be like a sex ed in uni.
I think... Okay,
yeah, like, they actually should,
even
you know.
In sixth form, though, I'll be real. That's when you turn legal. Mm. Wait.
Like, yeah,
you
yeah.
You turn legal in year 11.
No, 12.
Well, yeah, some people turn 16 in year 11.
Yeah. Everyone turns 16 in year 11.
Hmm?
Everyone
turns 16 in year 11.
Not like during the course of the academic year.
By
year 12, everyone will be 16.
You start at 6 from age 16.
Yeah,
my bad. Yeah, yeah. You can do sex ed in 16. I mean, in year 11, maybe. Or... Just, I think unis especially though, because where do you get taught to go and get checked for any STD?
It's so true.
Where do you get taught for that? In uni especially, I feel like everyone needs to like be aware, like once a month to do a sex ed class or something.
Because
the amount of stories you hear, I feel like they should have actually done that in uni. The
opportunity to
yeah.
do that is just so wide that. Like.
And until today, I never knew where you would go to get free jimmies. At a certain age, you get for free.
Bro, you get it for free.
Comms were even offering that.
You get it for free anytime you go to the clinic. You can ask them for free.
Oh, that's true.
The last time I went, you got like a whole bag. Like, bro, it was crazy. You gave me like 30.
30?
Bro, I'm telling you, they give you bear. They give you bear.
30?
Yeah, man. You just ask them.
Imagine I was at a house party when I was like 17. And there was like a basket of Doms, like on the island downstairs. Yeah, imagine one brother gets a toothpick and pokes holes in all of them.
But why is
like,
there?
Yeah, I'm not involved.
But
mate.
Why is that there?
Huh?
At a party,
bro. Let's just say it's a different demographic.
That is a different type of party, bro.
Yeah, it was a different type of party.
No, that gives. I didn't even want to think of what that gives.
That is a different type, but that
different type of party still.
That's a sex party, bro.
No, it wasn't a sex party, bro.
That's what it gives, bro.
A lie?
I never been to a party where Doms are just distributed for free.
That's giving like American parties, man.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. That's what it was.
I kind of wish I went to uni, like did like 1 or 2 years of education in America though.
No.
But it's not like the films though.
No, it's not.
And they all say it. So like, why would you want to go there?
It's not. I feel like just still the parties and all that. I've never partied in America. Like, I still want to do all of that.
Yeah, we can still do that.
But not like you see how partying now will be different for us because we're not in the uni parties is like
the college parties
like and all that. Yeah, all that stuff. Maybe not the frat boys. I wouldn't have been that.
The what they called not societies, it begins with S. The groups that you go into,
as in the name of the frat boys,
mm.
like Sigma and all that.
No. It's called is it societies?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fraternities, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's a society. I can't think of the word.
I know what you mean. Sorority.
That's it, sorority.
Those are females.
Crazy.
Sororities, female, fraternities, boys.
Oh, I swear.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That reminds me of like one film I've watched.
It's a series, I think. Yeah, better than use that,
but yeah, I feel like they should have done. I still kind of hate Leicester for not doing the ACS properly for us. I'm glad.
Went once, innit?
Once, and that's it. We went to Caribbean Society and we went to ACS as well.
ACS is Caribbean Society.
No, they actually had a Caribbean
one. Oh, separate one.
Yeah, they actually had a separate Caribbean one.
Do I remember that?
Yeah, I remember it for sure.
Was it in the same room?
Same room.
Okay, yeah, then I remember it still.
Wait, the one where they did where the guy went down, not trying to violate him, but he got violated. Wait,
that was ACS.
So how do you lot know what I was going to say?
Because we were all there, bro. Like, that was the standout moment of the night.
Yeah, we were all there.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Why did you remove it?
Confidence, isn't it?
To give context, just one guy went down to the floor. I think they told him to take off his durag. The hairline was just crazy. I just don't get it.
Was it? Oh, no, but how bad was it, though?
I just think he just didn't have a trim.
He had a trim.
Did he have a trim?
Yeah, but it's just like, it was just not.
It wasn't straight.
It wasn't like ours. Like, first, which one? First. It was weird, yeah.
First.
But like, the reaction is what makes it worse, bro.
The reaction was brazy. Like, he was, I don't know, like, bored or something. Like,
bro, it was peak.
It was mad.
But for me, that's what I just would never go down for these games. But that's what ruins it. Because even though it was something, I can't remember, Big Clash. There was a Big Clash. I never went to any of them. I never even knew when it was.
Same.
I feel like the marketing was just peak for us. I never saw anything. So I know that there was one time everyone went. I was like, bro, where's everyone going right now? People from different cities came. I was like, bro, where is everyone going to? I was just driving. I think I drove past it. Found out that everyone else is there. I'm like, raw, should have been there, innit, bro? That's life, man. You need to make the most of it, innit?
True.
But anyways, just welcome to the Warriors Pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. Join my co-host, Tina, in the building.
What are you saying?
It's your join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo 8.
Yo.
What are you saying? I want to talk about PS4, man.
Make sure you like and comment this video, though.
Do that first. I want to talk about PS4, man. I've seen some clips on TikTok. They're telling me, why are you playing PlayStation at this age? Get a full-time job. I'm like, hold on a second. You weren't there in lockdown, bro. You weren't there when everyone was waking up and the same day was just on repeat, deja vu and everything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was clubs with the guys. Even Fortnite that I don't play, I can just talk to the guys when they're playing Fortnite. There's no one playing game, I can just talk to the guys, conversation, banter, Monopoly, the whole shebang. Everyone's stuck inside their cribs. That's the highlight of everyone's day. And you're telling me, why am I playing PlayStation? You don't know what it means.
You sound passionate.
Because it is. PlayStation's how I calm down, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, if I've had a day, I'm not going to lie, and I don't know, work hasn't been that productive, stuff's just not going my way, I'm just heated, gone gym, I'll just go on a podcast and I'll just turn down.
I was never really a seasons person, you know. Like, I would bang it just so I can say that, I'm in Divi 1.
True.
But after that, I never really banged. I can't remember why I used to bang.
In fact, yes, that's true. To get to a good division, then it's just leisure. I'm not playing four seasons. I'm playing just to for leisure, just so I can do something. Kill time.
I was never really a leisure guy on PS4, you know. Unless there was a game that I got, and I can't remember any game that I got that I wanted to bang for leisure. It was just pro clubs that I used to bang.
What do you mean leisure? Like, just play? Single player games?
Yeah, I'm not a gamer no more. So I fell off gaming a while back.
Fairs.
So even during that lockdown, if we weren't pro clubs, to be fair, there was pro clubs.
There was Rocket League.
I didn't like that. But there was Fortnite. I think there was Fortnite during the lockdown.
I can't remember.
But there was a period where Fortnite was banging. I played Fortnite. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, Fortnite's banging right now.
I didn't like Monopoly. I only banged it once.
The thing is, I didn't like half the games. It's just because everyone was online.
Yeah, but Monopoly, I don't even remember playing more than one game.
No, we did.
Yeah, we played a bit, but...
Played it a few times still.
It's not as good as the real thing.
Pro Clubs was the main attraction.
There was another game. No, the one game that actually kept me on was... What's the one that's like League of Legends? What's it called?
Smite.
Playing that dumb game.
Yeah, Smite.
That dumb alien and dragons, whatever it is. What is it? Juggernauts and dragons.
I said juggernauts.
Yeah, man. And what knows you else, man?
For me, though, I feel like the clip was just like what she said about, why they get... I feel like people just want to say stuff like...
Yeah.
I feel like maybe she just said it just to get laughs or whatever, but I feel like people just... you get me? Didn't find it funny, do you know what I mean?
It's not funny, like... I'm not gonna lie. PS4, PS5, it's actually like a important part of most young guys' life, I think.
I hear it still a lot. When we were younger, especially though. Now, yeah, but like for me, I can only speak for myself. For me, it's not a big deal anymore. It's more about just compensation.
First.
Because before I'll be like, yeah, PS5, then till today we said like we were talking about we don't have PS5.
That's because the price is ridiculous.
Bro, I think it's the cheapest it's ever gone down now.
To what?
I'm sure it's like around $3.
Nah.
I seen like $3.50 advertised.
Nah.
How much are you seeing? It's not $5, bro.
If it's, that's what I've been seeing.
$5.
It's not five bills anymore. Exactly, I told you, it's not gone down.
Bro, I've never seen it as $5 though.
I've never seen it as free. It's like $4 minimum. Yeah, four. That's what I'm seeing. $4.99
What size is that?
Oh, what's the $3.99 one?
PlayStation 5 console, Call of Duty Warfare 3 bundle, $3.99
There we go. Like
that's just, that's with Call of Duty, bro.
Yeah, but then if you try to get it by itself,
should be less.
No. But it's not.
PlayStation 5 digital, $3.89
By £10 Like.
Oh, that's crazy still.
It's actually
You said $5 though.
It might as well
that's
be.
Not five.
It might
$3.89 is not $5
It might as well be, man. Come on. It might as well be. Considering that. Like you're not getting Call of Duty. Like for example, look.
I'm not getting COD still. Be real. The one with Spider-Man.
COD
for like story mode. That's about it.
The one with Spider-Man is $5.39
That's a rip off.
Because they know that like.
What does it come with?
Just the game.
That's it.
And yeah, one pad.
A customized pad or nothing. Like,
yeah, that's so weird.
No.
$5.39
Maybe it's like the. Maybe it's not a digital version. Maybe it's the disc version. I don't know. What?
Yeah, it's just expensive, man.
But yeah, you see me, like, I'm not spending that money on that.
$3.89 don't sound too bad, but...
$3.89 don't sound bad at all. But would I spend $3.89 on the PS5 or $3.89 on a jacket? $3.89 on modifying my car. See, these are the things that come to my head.
Modifying the car.
Yeah, modifying a car. Jacket, no, nah. But jacket, no, I'd rather get a PS4.
Because $3.99 is not covering the price of the jackets you guys want, isn't it?
Wait.
Yeah, it is.
No, but still, like $3.89
I know what jacket you're thinking of, I think.
I don't think you do.
You sure?
No, you probably don't. So.
No, $3.89 covers the jacket.
That's a dope jacket. As a flannels the other day.
That's double $3.89 Maybe yeah, even so, triple.
It was a rack, though.
Yeah, that's brazy.
Some Palm Angels jack. Check it. Bro, I was like, yo, this is
a bag.
This is hanging steady.
A bag is a bit
steep. That's not a bit, it's very steep.
No, yeah, though. I'm not down for that. I'm trying to get out of the habit. I told you look.
Yeah. I'm not down for it
no more. I'm not down for it no more. Like I'm trying to be a Zara boy, you know?
Yeah.
Not for jackets though.
They probably got steady jackets to be fair.
They do, man. Zara's.
I'm just not.
I'm trying to be a Zara boy now, you know. I'm not trying to spend money on clothes.
I've seen Daily Paper got a couple of nice jackets, though. I'm not going
to lie. Daily Paper needs to slow down with their prices. $4 on a jacket.
Four?
Calm down.
I've seen $2.50 though. Unless it's gone up.
I don't know what I'm seeing anymore.
$4 for a jacket on Daily Paper is a bit mad, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
I need everyone to just calm down. That's what I need them to do.
Because it's winter time, man. Everyone's trying to.
Yeah, if you buy your jackets in winter, they're always going to be expensive.
I don't even know what jacket to go for no more.
Neither do I.
Just one that's not out there. And that's nice. That's what I need. Not one that's like respawned like every 5 seconds that I'm like outside.
You ain't seeing it.
Yeah. I don't want to get rid of my old one.
You got rid of the goose.
I sold it, bro. Oh my gosh.
That's so.
I went to a shopping center. I swear to you, 10 utes in the same jacket. I'm like, no.
No, I can't lie. Goose is a... A uni boy.
And I'm not a uni
young
boy
type of
That's
thing.
That's not my brand.
Yeah.
No, but then again, like, I feel like it's an office jacket.
An office jacket?
Yeah.
But for the white guys, white lads.
Yeah, because I ain't seen a black brother wearing one.
Yeah.
I don't really, I was going to say something mad, but it's not mad. Like, I don't really see black boys in the office.
So first.
I see two.
I think in my office, there's only, there's black men, as in like 30, 40 plus. I think there's like one you that I've seen, and he's not even in my company.
Ferris.
Oh, different floor, innit?
Yeah.
I've seen two. Them are wearing Carsico jackets.
Nah, burn the Carsico jacket. Nah, no offense to Carsico, but I hate the jacket that I got from them.
What one?
Oh, why?
Did you get the black one?
Yeah, I hate it.
Why?
Why?
I just hate it. I think it doesn't size me right. I just hate it. I hate it so much. I can't sell it. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I'm never wearing it out.
Delivery time was mad though, surely.
It was mad and I hate it. I have a passion for that jacket.
The blue one's nice though. I'm not gonna lie. I like the blue one.
Well, the light blue one.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I think I've only seen a girl wearing it.
That's the only person. Yeah, it's the only person I see wearing it, to be fair.
It's not like an everyday jacket.
Yeah, it's not.
Just pissing me off because I thought, this is my everyday puffer jacket.
First.
Nope.
I would iron off the brand because I don't like, it's too...
Ruski said iron off.
It's too loud.
It's too loud.
Yeah, it's too loud for me, man. I don't... Like, I've actually... To be fair, I was never not humble, but like, I've toned down the flashiness. I don't like it. I don't like flashiness at all. So even though my Moncler, bro, I'm a guy. The shiny thing.
Bro, one
have you still got yours?
Yeah, but I think I'm just going to give it to my brother.
Yeah,
you've
worn it. Yes.
Bro, I think I've worn it three times.
Three
times max. When I was wearing it, I was like, "Yo, this is just so tacky.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm wearing a shiny coat.
I actually hate it. But I just can't sell it because like, one day I will actually want to wear it and then I don't have any more. Yeah, so that's why I'm not selling it. But I just need like a nice jacket that's not too flashy. That Palm Angel jacket is not too flashy for me.
It's nice,
but it's a rack.
Just not reasonable, Storm. Yeah, I think one like everyday office jacket, one like weekend da-da-da jacket.
Yeah, that's what annoys me as well. I'm wearing my Moncler into the office, like, bro. Yeah, because I don't have any other jacket.
Yeah, so
like, but then again, like, I wouldn't really want to wear this to the office, even though it's
stretch.
Black.
That's a stretch.
You know what I mean? Like, who am I wearing a rat jacket every day?
No,
am I buzzing? I'll slap myself, bro. I'm bugging. Hard earned coin to just be wearing every day.
That's crazy. I'm even deeper. Uni used to wear a goose into the lectures every single day. £800 jacket, £900 jacket.
Yeah, my goose. But I wore, first year. Yeah.
First year, spam that jacket.
That's what I did. I spammed the goose.
Second year's
when I started wearing the Moncler.
Oh, second year's when I wore the goose, actually. First year, we all got, not you, me, Benzo, and S got Inigula jackets. Do you remember?
Yeah, I still wear that jacket.
Like, it's just the store, man, to be fair.
I still wear that jacket sometimes.
What jacket is that again? The one you're wearing now?
Where is this from?
Bershka.
Oh, I see them. Man.
Bershka. Nice. Still around. Yeah, man. Nice. Still snazzy. Snazzy.
Yeah.
But the only thing I don't like is that it's no hood.
Yeah. Same.
I like that jacket.
I like the no hood jackets, but like, I can't wear it when it's raining. You know, London just start pouring.
Even if it did have a hood, you wouldn't want to wear it. Like, it will just soak up. You actually need a rain jacket. It's not like a rain. It's not waterproof. You know, barely any of these jackets are actually waterproof.
Well, they're just puffy, isn't
it? Yeah, they're just puffy, or they're like, they have the similar material, but it's not actually waterproof.
What about Uniqlo one?
That's not waterproof. I've learned the hard way.
When we first got it, it was solid though.
It's not waterproof, bro. That jacket will soak up. So waterproof.
I don't like that, man.
Pointless.
I need a rain jacket as well, just like a raincoat.
Like a windbreaker.
Yeah, I was looking at Moncler windbreaker.
No. Why are you looking at a Moncler windbreaker?
Seven.
Still. Look, that's not right. That's not correct. Yeah. Seven on a windbreaker, one flimsy thing like that.
That is crazy.
It's nice though. Let me show you. I bet it's blue in it.
Yeah, the blue one.
Of course.
Oh, man. You gotta be a bit
boy. So you just went to the. This is Lakeside.
Bro, bluer, bro. Look at the hood. It's hanging right, fam. Look at that, fam. It's hanging right. Oh, you lot can see it. Sorry.
Seven B-lars is just a bit crazy.
No, seven B-lars is too crazy.
I feel like the max I could spend on jeans right now is about...
On jeans?
Like 120 on jeans.
On jeans?
Yeah, I could spend 120. If they're snazzy jeans, 120 calm. I'm there, 100.
£70.
Nah. Hoodie,
Say around that. I'm not spending more than £100 to be real. Yeah.
On jeans,
yeah, I'm not spending more than £100.
Hoodie, I'll probably go £3, £250
On what hoodie?
£250
On what hoodie?
£250
£250
on a hoodie.
Wait, what were you spending? On what hoodie means like what?
Like expensive. A simple hoodie, like
any
this,
hoodie, like any hoodie.
Nah,
max I'm going is £250 on a hoodie. So.
Max. 182 bills.
That's not what. What's he?
Bro, it's different. It's a difference. Range, no, it's bro, man. It's not. That extra £50.
What you're saying is too cheap.
Huh? That's too cheap.
What you're saying is like, what hoodie would you get for free bills?
Nah, yeah, but yeah, that's true. What hoodie can you get for free bills? Like designer in this day and age, but no.
I don't know what I was
going to. What would I? Hoodie, £250 jacket. three bills.
The most I'll spend on my outfit is my shoes. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trainers, yeah. Anything. I'll spend, well, not anything, but I'll spend the most on my trainers.
Some Nationals.
Oh, I don't like those Chanel's.
Is that two bags? It can't be two bags.
Nah.
1.5 in it, something like that.
No, I would never spend on shoes. I would never spend on shoes.
No, 1.5 is really bad.
And you know these like new Christian Dior ones? Oh, I don't know what they're
B30s.
Yeah, the one that says C.
They're like 830, bro.
B30s, yeah.
I'm so sorry. They don't look worth even $3. I think they're nice, though. I can't lie to you. They're nice, but they're not worth the price at all. At all. Really? At all. Yes, bro. At all. At all.
No, they're better than the B22s.
Yeah, they are better than B22s, to be fair. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. They are, but still. Wait, are the B22s more expensive?
Yeah. No. Yes.
By a bill.
980.
Yeah, more than a bill.
There's some colorways that B22s are nice, but these ones, they're not like, no, I'm sorry. They're too expensive for what they look like.
I think mine's a bag on shoes, to be fair. No, I'm sorry, like... I can't lower that right now. It's just like, what nice shoes are two bills, bro?
New Balances?
No.
Yeah, man.
But like, you can't wear New Balance everywhere, though. Like,
you can, man.
You can still.
There's so many colorways you can style them, bro. You can style them.
Dunks? No, to be fair, Dunks are more expensive.
Dunks are getting stupid. Yeah, Dunks are more prices,
expensive,
yeah.
Dunks are way more expensive. What else is there? What shoes are there that I can buy quickly? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, my shoe prices.
What was your max you're spending?
Bro, the average price of your current stock is probably like $5. I think I'm similar, to be fair.
That's not bad.
In fact, no, it's not $5. Mine's probably $5, but yours is probably more than $5. No, it's not $5. It's more than $5.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
His is more than $5. Mine's probably like $5. The average pair.
I don't know the average pair. to be fair, Air Forces drag it down, so.
What? You don't even have Air Forces that you wear.
Air Forces is one and done, so.
I don't know how that's possible. I can't do that.
I told myself I should have bought Air Forces again.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I can't buy them. Swear. I'm so sorry. They don't last.
They don't last. You might just don't wear at the right time, bro.
No,
one wear is
that's crazy. Mine's like 10 wears, though.
If they're not
10!
If they're not, I said 10.
And it'll look fresh all 10 times. I'm telling you. You just got to pick when to wear it.
The max you can wear them for.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that shouldn't be the case. Fresh,
like cocaine white.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case.
One is crazy, though.
Yeah, one is crazy. One is crazy.
I literally
bought Air Forces just to wear in Paris.
That's crazy.
Mums, I should have left them there because I can't wear them.
Nah,
I can't do that. I actually want a pair of Chanel's in my life.
Ferris.
Huh?
What color?
What colorway? I'm basically black. I like the black ones.
All black ones.
But I'll probably get two in my life, not my lifetime, but like in the next.
Would you spend $3 on a t-shirt?
Shut up.
I didn't even point at you or even talk to you. And he said, shut up. That's how triggered he got. Because he's got more than one t-shirt. That's $3.
Not right now. I would not spend $3 on a t-shirt.
I was making money weekly when I was doing that.
Fairs, but I do hear them on still. You know what I'm saying? It's like, next week.
Literally just buy and you get your money back next week.
I do hear it still.
And I did that like how many years ago? I don't know why that story still lives with me today.
But at the same time, it's like...
Off-white t-shirt. It's an off-white t-shirt.
Oh, fairs. I feel like off-white is different though, because like off-white will always be...
I don't really mess with off-white, you know?
Nah, but I feel like if you were to wear it, it's still like a decent t-shirt. Like it looks nice.
Yeah, it's a decent t-shirt still,
like
but...
It's not like a trendy t-shirt.
Yeah, it's not trendy at all, but I just...
Yeah, but no, it's still...
anyone else wearing that t-shirt. Yeah.
No, not that one.
I think
off-white will always be... Like the a one with standard like
X on the back.
That's trendy. You can't wear that anymore. I don't think you can wear that anymore.
Yeah.
You can't wear Palm Angels.
I don't really wear my Balenciaga socks no more.
Yeah.
I wear them to the gym, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, fair enough. Like
comfy, bro. And they're flat platforms, bro.
Right. I'm trying to get out of buying trendy stuff.
I hear that still.
Cause you know what I'm saying? It's like you buy it for $3-4 bills and then like it actually decreases in value.
I don't know any shoes that were $3-4 bills. I think they're all $6 plus.
Yeah.
Huh? Wait, what?
Yeah, exactly.
He said, oh,
I was going to let him get away with that one either. That's crazy. And he was getting on to us at Benny Hunters. Calm.
What shoe were you wearing at Benny Hunters?
Forces.
I've gone to you for a gallery depth hoodie.
Yeah.
How much were your shoes?
I don't
know. When I said four balls, you said...
I was wearing. Huh? Rick Owens.
How much are they? They aren't four balls, are they?
No, well, they're more than...
I bought them for around four balls, I think.
Fairs. Fairs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one. But yeah, now, like, shoes aren't below $4 or $5, I'm not going.
That's what I'm saying. What nice shoes are
two, three bills? What nice shoes can you say, yeah, I want these? Like, the Jordans you're wearing, how much were they?
What?
They were a gift, I don't know, but I'm assuming they're like four something above. But yeah.
Why did he lead with that? That's so funny.
But I know they're expensive. They're worth it though, because
it's hard though.
Yeah. And the Jordans will always stay in thank you guys, by the way. The Jordans will always stay in fashion.
What Jordans are they?
Fours.
The fours, the brown
fours.
Yeah.
Okay, fours as well.
Yeah.
Was that a gift?
My fault. Yeah.
Tried it.
They're actually a gift as well. I have two, actually. So I don't know which one you're talking about. Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
But I don't actually wear those no more. I don't even know where they are. Oh, not that deep in.
Nice. Brilliant. And it was a gift.
My black cats, that's what they're called. Black cats. I bought those.
It was going for stupid prices.
I think they still do.
I need to get mine clean, fam.
Same.
I don't even wear them.
Same. No, my black hats are actually my favorite shoes. I think they look so clean.
You can wear them to everything.
They look
everywhere.
So clean.
When they're clean, though.
You said they're not comfortable, though.
But I messed mine up.
They're comfortable now because I've worn them.
You broke into it.
Yeah, I broke them in. But bro, they're just so clean. You can wear them with everything.
I'm not going to lie. I think my favorite brand, though, is like Prada.
Prada is.
Yeah. I want those American cups. Whatever.
Yeah, man. That's a child in me that wants them, you know.
Yeah.
The shiny things.
Yeah.
There's the shiny ones, but I don't think they're shiny no more, dude.
You can buy them shiny or not shiny.
I want those because those are good runaround shoes as well.
I said runaround.
Runaround?
Okay. But like,
bro, I don't know what life this guy lives, bro.
No, but when I say runaround, I mean like if you want to go quickly, go blue, you can slap them on.
Yeah.
They're like tracks, bro. But tracks are just a bit more uncomfortable. But like,
yeah,
they're like tracks. You can go. I could have come studio and this would be like, okay, you're looking nice, but like, it's calm.
Yeah, but when anything Prada is expensive though. It's like,
yeah,
these are like six.
Those are like $6.
Though. Yeah,
I swear down.
I'll get those before Chanel's. Though,
yeah, they look better than Chanel's. I'll be real.
How much are they?
They're like $6. Yeah.
So you spend $6 on shoes, yeah.
Yeah, they look six.
What did you say? What did you say it was before the $3-4 bills?
No, not on shoes.
No, you said you spent a lot on shoes.
Yeah, I spent a lot on shoes. Yeah.
I know one girl just told me she bought Travis's. I think they're Travis's. I might be wrong.
Yeah, those are expensive.
They're like, she spent like $7-8.
Yeah, bro, I would spend that, I'll be real.
I've seen some boots,
I'll spend that. Those anything Travis's are. Yeah,
$8.
They're
snazzy, though.
They're brown things.
But they might be trendy, but they're snazzy.
You'd
say they're trendy.
They're not trendy. They're not trendy. Exactly, because they're expensive. They're not trendy.
Do you know a brand that I just haven't worn and I don't ever like plan on buying a brand from them, anything from them?
What?
Supreme.
Why? Will I buy something Supreme?
I don't know. The
jersey they release is nice though.
Yeah, but yeah. That's trendy.
How many people you seen in that? I seen like three.
Bearman.
Well,
wearing them.
Okay, yeah, maybe it is trendy. I'll be real.
It's trendy, bro.
Maybe it is trendy.
I ain't seen that many people wear it, to be fair, but
it goes hard. Like, if I was the first one to wear it, then yeah, man will wear it. But
yeah.
Once I've seen it too many times.
Yeah, once I've seen it too many times, I can't buy it still.
I hear it still.
But yeah, those are hard, but it's trendy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Supreme, it's not a brand I would wear. Not that it's bad or anything. It's just like,
yeah.
I've never said, oh, Supreme t-shirt.
To yeah. Like,
never.
You see them. Them Louis shoes that
trendy.
Are like, they're shaped like forces.
Yeah, trendy.
I don't think I'd get them.
I don't think they're trendy. I think there's a hard store.
Trendy.
There's a hard store. I would get the blue and white ones.
Blue and white as well, but they're both trendy.
They are trendy. Nah, they are trendy. I'm telling you, they're trendy, bro.
What other? No. Like, when have Louis ever dropped like trainers like that everyone's wearing? Do you know what I'm saying? They're not trendy. They're always going to be. I think they're always going to be hard.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see bear man wearing
Louis. If you go to the club, bro, you're going to see that at least five times.
Yeah, maybe it's Fez. Maybe I don't go out.
I'm not going to lie. The Prada shoes rock harder than them.
Yeah, I think you can wear more with the Prada shoes than the Louis shoes.
And they still look hard. Like, yeah, you're wearing. Yeah. Like, that's dope.
True. Because you can't really wear them LVs with a tracky, really. You can, but like, I don't think it'll drop the same.
It will.
If you're wearing it with a tracky, I feel like you're just a clown.
No, they drop hard, man.
As the Pradas.
Go wear that to a function. We wearing that with a tracky for you, clown. I hate guys that just rock any shoe and just think because it says LV.
Any opportunity.
Like, any opportunity, you just want to wear LV. You're wearing a dirty tracksuit, you just want to slap LV just to go.
H&M tracks.
I actually hate guys sometimes, man.
Nah.
I have a word for you lot. Bot guys, fam.
My favorite shoe is Death of Forces, though, I'll be real.
Nah, Bond Air Forces, bro.
Nah, they're just so nice. I don't know what it is.
My favorite shoe right now are tracks. I just like wearing them.
That's like your
my go-to runaround. Yeah, that's my runaround too. Oh, no, to be fair, my runaround is Crocs. Those are my favorite shoes. But like, if I had to, like, let's say there was a guest coming today, I'd probably want to wear Crocs.
Fairs.
If there was a guest, or if we were going on another person's podcast, I'd wear my tracks. Yeah, because I would just wear a black jacket and tracks.
Fairs.
I might just invest in some like nice slides.
I need slides.
I'll just go to.
Again, this is trendy. Those Christian Dior slides.
Yeah, the ones that like sandals.
Yeah,
they're trendy still.
It looks like it's got. What's the word? It's like it looks like it's no a pillow. It looks like it's got stuff. I can't remember what's called.
It's the same design as the jacket. It looks cushioned. Probably is.
It looks cushioned.
It's got the same design as the jacket. The puffer jacket.
It looks like there's fur in it. That's what I wanted to say.
Are they sandals or slits?
I don't know what they'll get classed as, to be fair.
Oh, to be fair, I might be wrong, but it's the old Alpha sandal.
Oh, right. Yeah, these.
I've seen them too many times. How much are they? Five?
Six rules. Or these don't even look that hard. I'll be so real.
I feel like there's certain things man just buy because it's Dior, bro.
To be fair though, the all black ones look dope.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw what's his name wearing them?
Dior Oblique.
Taser wearing them.
Nah, they rock hard stuff. I'm gonna lie. Hard, but the way is I prefer when girls rock designer slides, I think it just looks so buff.
Yeah, lame.
These on girls in it. The platform so Gucci lame. Platform ones. There, I like them a lot.
Beautiful.
Girls, I like girls and girls.
They're beautiful still. How much are they?
480 still.
The all black ones are nice and real.
The Dior ones, isn't it?
Yeah,
they are. But most men don't have that. They only have the
same blue and same
body one, bro. Guys need to be different, man. Give me money, you see how I rock, bro. I'm trying to become more of a like a give me that. Like a, as I said, a Zara boy and then come out on Insta. Get a deal quickly. Sign me. I go Fashion Week and all that.
Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, man.
Is that London Fashion Week?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it as advertised, though? I don't think it is as advertised. As like Paris.
There's Fashion Week everywhere.
Yeah.
There is in different cities, but I'd be like, Paris is sort of like, it's displayed as like the biggest one.
Yeah, same way.
Advertised as the biggest one. I think.
There's Paris, there's Milan, London. Yeah, I might be wrong, but I think there's New York.
It's like all the fashion centers of the world.
There's bare.
Yeah.
Do you mind ever do like the high fashion trip?
Nah.
What's like, that? You see how Balenciaga released like the flipping, the weirdly sized jackets, like the trench coats like, that are like leather.
Yeah, like the things that people wear on runways. Like, I would never wear that.
Yeah. Give me a bag and I'm wearing it.
What do you mean?
Like, if you get paid.
If I get paid, I'll wear anything, but.
Anything's crazy. Anything's crazy.
You're paying me, bro. I'll come out and say I didn't even like that. They just pay me to wear it. Okay.
Then they'll sue the life out of you.
Oh, they say I'm defamation, but yeah.
Defamation, isn't it? So you wear what are they called, fam? Them pants that aren't boxers. Like, what are they called? Are they called pants?
Yeah.
Do you wear them on a runway?
No.
If you got paid.
Well, if I had like a very nice body, then I'll be like, yeah, so might as well, innit? You know?
Wait, what? Them pants, we used to call them bull stranglers. You know what I mean?
Nah, no. That actually just good. That actually caught me angry, bro.
Have you seen what's his name? Captain Underpants. The pants he wears. You know what I mean? Like them sort of pants.
What do you call them? Pants?
Yeah, there's pants. Pants.
Are they pants? There's pants and then there's boxers.
Yeah, pants.
Yeah.
Pants,
innit?
Yeah. But let's not talk about that before then. I'll say, why are you talking about that on the podcast?
Oh, bro.
Why are you talking about that on the podcast? Bloody hell,
it's crazy.
But yeah, man, just give me a bug. Man, I'll wear
things, to be fair.
But I would never wear it. Like, you see me, I can style stuff and wear it. But I wouldn't want to be like a fashion stylist. I wouldn't want to create my own fashion brand. It's not in me. That creativity is not in me.
Yeah.
But to rock it and look, make myself look good, man, I'll do that still.
Yeah.
But yeah, still. Just from your back, still. Man, I'll do that
still. I hear that.
Be like Damson, fam. Drop me that Prada bag, man, I'll do that still.
Is he doing stuff with Damson?
Huh? Prada?
Oh, sorry, is he doing stuff with Prada? Yeah.
He's been signed to Prada.
Has he?
Been
signed. Ferrus.
I said the first time he got paid from a job, man went to go and buy those Pradas. I said, the Prada.
He's like the Pradas. Oh, what, them shoes?
Yeah, fam. What's it called? American Cup or something?
Yeah.
Bro, they've been around for years, innit?
Yeah.
But they got brought back.
Yeah, they came back. They back recently came
That's
back.
That's mad,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
How can you bring shoes back into fashion?
I think like that. The same thing. The Stompers. I don't really like them, to be fair.
Stompers.
See, Stompers are body, but I like them still.
What's the word of Stompers?
They look like tracks, but they're just chunkier, kind of.
Is it Prada?
Yeah. Prada Stompers.
I think they're just too
Prada's hard, man. I'm gonna lie.
Chunky for me still.
Pause.
But yeah, Damson, he's heartbroken right now. Psh, damn.
You think?
Oh, yeah, these are ugly, man. Sorry. The Prada Stompers, these are
ugly. Ugly's a bit mad.
No, they are ugly.
But they're not nice.
They're hard.
The
Stompers.
They're hard, man.
They're ugly. I can see them on girls.
Yeah, girls rock them.
Girls rock them.
Yeah. You see, girls can get away with a lot of nice stuff on the feet, you know.
What you were saying, do you think
Damson sound like a foot fetish?
That's crazy. You don't like feet, though?
No, I'm not like, I don't really care about feet, bro.
You don't like, you don't appreciate nice feet and that?
Okay, calm down.
It's a question, bro. Not gonna lie.
That's
just a question, bro.
Like if she done her toes done, it looks like that's cool, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't no.
It's like toes in it. It's a bit mad.
That's a different story still.
Yeah, it's a bit outside the comfort zone, to be fair.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that man's not gonna be thinking, yeah, let me look at your feet. Oh, yeah, I need to. No, I ain't generally thinking that. Toes. That's not me.
Did you, man, hear that story of that brother in the hotel room where, like, the member of staff snuck into his room and just started sucking his feet in the middle of the night?
I saw that story. It was on TikTok.
Nice, baby, I think. That story.
Bro, did you see there was a guy that was at a concert, yeah? I think he grabbed... I'm not sure if I'm bugging. I think he reached over to grab her feet and start smelling it.
Yeah, I sent that on
that
Twitter.
That guy needs to be arrested, fam.
That was mad.
I need to be arrested,
my gosh. That's uncontrollable. Sick, like, that's mad.
Yeah, got no help. He needs help, man.
And they got a seat.
But yeah, you were saying Damson's heartbroken. Where?
What, you were saying that, what, you don't think it was broken off on his terms? To be fair, we don't know about.
It was not. I don't think it was.
But for me, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like it's, okay, I could be wrong about what I'm about to say, but like, is she not jumping from relationship to relationship?
She is. She's hopping, bro.
Like, but is she not, is that not what she's doing?
This isn't new news. This is exactly.
But that's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
He knew this.
Why is no one, like, why is everyone saying, oh yeah, like, oh my God, Laurie, yeah, she broke up with him. Oh yeah, you go, girl.
It's because it's called double standards, bro.
What? Like,
it's called double standards.
She needs to heal.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's not human, bro.
Like, no. Don't say that, because if it was a guy, no, girls would be slandering him.
Yeah.
But when it's a girl, no one says anything. It's go girl. So double standards. You just have to look at it that way. But as guys, like, we can see what's going on. These guys are Sims. They're Sims. I'll be real. I said it when you got together with her. I said it's a Sim, bro. It's a Sim, bro.
Because he knows how it's gonna end, didn't it?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he actually thought he had a chance. And maybe that's a part of like the way her game works. Maybe she's like she fully dives into the relationship.
That's crazy.
And then just ends it.
Are you telling me that's not a red flag though?
Would you?
That's
yeah, it is.
Her
boss, I don't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but like, then again, we're not in Hollywood. Like, I think everyone just dates there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I even thought him and Michael B. Jordan were boys.
There was some rumors that they were still.
But even like, they're similar in age, aren't they?
He's
Damson should be like 30 still.
And then how old is Michael B. Jordan?
35, 36.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, he's actually there's a pretty big age gap.
Older, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, Lori Harvey didn't really look so great at her event, though.
What event? Oh, I
saw Ella and Taya in LA.
Oh, yeah?
She was looking kind of old still. I'm not gonna lie.
25, bro.
Yeah, she looked kind of old. I'm not gonna lie. All that fam, do you know who shocked me of that age? There's Dior, fam.
25.
She just turned 25.
How old do you think she was?
What? Not 25. Because now I was thinking, what? She's 25. She's only 2 years up from me. Two. What? Get me in the same room as her.
What happened? What's going on? What's going on? Rain it in, buddy.
Officer Harris. I'm joking. Crazy, man. I'm saying that there was a trend going around of like, if you had the chance to move to a celebrity, who do you think you would bag?
Who do you think you'd bag?
Mm.
As in your current self?
Okay.
No, yeah. no money involved. Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
No clout involved, nothing. You just meet a girl. Who do you think you could bag?
Oh, Fez. I'm not answering, but go ahead.
Fez. Very Fez, to be fair. Who would I bag? I'll bag most girls, bro. Most girls in the world, bro.
Yeah, name one.
No, you got to have that confidence in yourself, bro.
You ain't going to name a name.
Oh, you want me to name a name? I don't know. I'll just bag it. Like, if I want to move to you, I'll move to you. Innit? I don't know.
Word. Well, like, if I see that.
I don't know. Like, I don't really need to see the eye thing no more. Like, man, just, if I'm feeling it, man, I'll just
do a thing. Is, it depends on like, where we are, innit? If we're like an award show or something.
I don't know.
I'm going to see you. You're going to see me kind of thing.
I don't know how it'll work, man.
That's how I roll out.
But yeah, people were saying, I think one guy that we know, he was like, he would bag Corey Lorray.
One of the random said that.
No, nah, not. Oh. Like, he's not. Like, we know him, innit? Like,
okay, cool, yeah.
He's on TikTok. JC, innit?
Oh, yeah.
One girl, I can't remember. Did she say Skepta? I think she said either Skepta or Getz. I was like, okay, first. Like, girls have it better, though, because they can actually bag guys.
Yeah, can't lie. Their success rate is high.
If you go ahead, then you can bag guys. Though. Guys are easy. I've come to terms with that.
Put me in the same room as Coco Jones, man.
Verse.
I'm glad she's been getting a lot of, like, love recently.
I was here before, man.
I don't see it.
Nah, she's
like, nice, she's bro. Good looking, don't get it twisted, but, like...
Did you watch Bel-Air?
But then again, I watched Bel Air first season, bro. Like, she don't move me like for example, Des Dior, fam. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's your type, innit?
Yeah, obviously.
That's too late. I knew as well. I knew as soon as he said.
Office at Paris. Hey. Disclaimer: hustler loves all women of all the guys.
No,
I don't need to do no disclaimer. She's buff anyways, both of them. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a few, man. Like, she's just one that came to mind. But...
No, but you've been feeling Coco Jones.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know since when. I mean, it was like before Bel Air. No.
I didn't even watch season 2 of Bel Air.
Neither did I, to be fair. It was before season 1. I was like, who's this? Then I was like, oh, she was in Let It Shine in Disney. I was like, oh.
So here's my thing with Coco Jones. I see Coco Jones as Let It Shine.
You can't.
And that's what's crazy. I can't say, no, she's changed. I see her as Let It Shine one. And Let It Shine, to me, she wasn't even like all
she,
that.
She was young,
I mean?
Though. Like,
yeah. When I watched it, though, I was young as well. And I didn't look at her and like, think, oh, yeah, she's like, oh, my, she's screaming at me.
Okay, what about Sky Jackson?
I see Sky Jackson as the
Disney one.
Yeah, fam.
She's a dad. Nah, like, bro. Nah,
she looks like a small girl to me still.
Yeah.
That's just because she's not growing in size that much, innit? But
yeah, like she just looks like a small girl to me. I don't know. Maybe these Disney actors, they just don't. Like Selena Gomez is still Selena Gomez or small. What's her name? I'm trying to remember all their names in the shows. Alex.
Yeah.
Alex Russo.
Yeah.
Yeah, like these people, I don't see them as how they are now. Like even celebrities like Taylor Swift.
Nah.
I don't see no hype in that, I'm not gonna lie to you. But then again,
different spec.
Each to their own, innit? I ain't trying to run into any of these girls or. Well, what's the word? No, not run into them. I'm not trying to slate them or anything like that. I'm just saying my opinion. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. Who else is there from Disney Channel?
What's her name? Zendaya.
Again, I don't really get it. Like,
no, Zendaya's pretty. I think she's pretty, but she's
no, I don't see it.
You
That's absolutely criminal. You're violating. That's absolutely criminal.
Bro, what do you mean? I don't see it, bro. I'm not gonna.
Well, she thinks she's okay.
Nah, I'm not gonna say she's meaty. Yeah. She's not meaty, but she's like she ain't anything crazy to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like the hype that gets her, I don't get it. But then again, I've always been this way. I don't see the hype in a lot of girls that people hype. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, who else is there? Who's a celebrity that people hype? I was just gonna say one as well. That I just
Ruby Rose.
Like, for me, Ruby Rose is more just like sex appeal.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say nothing crazy. Ice Spice, nothing crazy. No,
I don't wanna
this is just sex appeal to me. Like, to me, I get it. I get why people have. Oh yeah, this sex appeal. Oh yeah, they're doing this.
Yeah.
But like, when I look at you, I'm like. You're not like double fit. Like, you're just calm. Like, you're good. Yeah, you're good looking, but you don't hype me. I don't feel the hype train.
Fez.
But like, cool. Who can I say? As I said, there's Dior, man. Whew, I get the hype. Do you know what I mean? Who else is there?
Let's look at the older lot. As in, like, the Nia Longs.
Like, bro, Megan Fox.
Oi.
What?
Oh, wait.
Wait,
no, I'm thinking of someone else.
Are you talking about Megan Fox, bro.
The white one.
Yes, bro. Yeah, she's Transformers. She's what?
Yeah.
That's levels. Do you know what I mean? Mega good. Levels. Who else is there? Nia Long. Brown Sugar. No. Wait,
who?
Brown Sugar, fam.
You talking about Sanaa Lathan?
I'm talking about a film. There's a film that Nia Long's in, fam. Woo!
Nah, Nia Long hair. In Fresh Prince, yeah.
Nia Long Fresh hair. Prince!
Ooh,
what?
Yeah, crazy.
What?
That was short hair.
These are the same reasons. Obviously, they're the old now, I get it. Cool. Yeah. They're past 50, they're actually late, like 50s
now. Yeah. Still got it, though.
But like, that's like the buffness I'm looking at. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nah, comparing them at that age to our celebrities at this age.
Kelly Rowland?
Okay, cool.
Come on. What are you about to say?
No.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Kelly Rowland, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah. She's buff. She's very buff. But I looked at her Instagram the other day.
I ain't been on her page.
But she's buff. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, she's the 90s fan I'm talking about.
Mm.
Yeah. No. Like, she's definitely buffer than Beyonce for me.
100%.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I'll definitely pick Kelly Rowland over Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland? Oh, connection's moving a bit. Yeah,
bro, are you dumb? Like,
who's that? Zendaya? Bro, Zendaya's not buff.
Dumb.
Come on.
I'm like, Zendaya's not buff to me at all.
I wouldn't describe that. I'd say she's pretty.
Yeah, like she's pretty. Like, she's naturally pretty. All these girls that I mentioned, they're actually naturally pretty.
Yeah.
But she's not, oh my God, to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you actually have to be like...
What about...
Special for me to be, oh my God.
Ash Cash.
Hey, chill, man.
Sorry for the language. Now, Ash Cash, yeah, for me, yeah, she's buff, innit? I'm not gonna lie to you. She's buff.
She's buff.
I think she's prettier than Zendaya, I'm not gonna lie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ash Cash.
Yeah. I think it's a whole package as well. Do you get it?
No, then you're putting sex appeal into it.
Fez. Then let me look at Ash Cash and then let me say it again. Cool.
Oh, so he's saying face for face.
Yeah, face to face. Cool. Remember back in secondary school when we used to do rate goals and we have to rate them on
send X. X for rates.
Gee. The way I used to rate girls, yeah, because sometimes I didn't get, like, they'll say one girl's buffer than another girl, but this girl's face is better than hers.
Mm.
So I have to do, like, this is my system, bro. I do an average of, like, I can't remember what I used to put. Face was one of them, then, like, I had two more attributes or three. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Then divided by the number, and then that's their number.
That's actually crazy.
It's crazy. No, yeah, I'm not gonna lie to Ashkasa. Different eye colors as well. Yeah,
that's that, is that what does it for you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's
yeah,
not still. Common, bro. You don't see so, that. You don't see that.
So
that's quality.
Bro, and that you mean? Know, like, Caucasian girls. I think she's Caucasian. They're not even my spec.
Yeah,
she's definitely buffer than Zendaya for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. For me,
it's craziness.
Yes, dude. But yeah, Zendaya's pretty, but she's just nothing.
What about Ashanti?
Nothing special, but like Ashanti. Back then, yeah. But like for me, she looks a bit old. Yeah. To me, she looks a bit old. Yeah.
In her 40s, to be fair. I mean, yeah, that's not even old.
Soraya, I don't know if you don't know her.
Yeah, from Empire, innit?
Buff!
Soraya.
Yeah, she's with Joey Badass.
Let me see.
Pardon me. Nah, she's. Well, that might be a rough picture still, but. She's pretty to me, so I'm not gonna lie to you. She got that 90s fan. But you know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. For me, Storm. Like when she walked out in Empire episode season one, I'm like, whoa, who is this?
Who is that?
Do you know what I mean? Again, okay, let me stop comparing them now. Let me stop comparing them. Because I'm gonna say, you get me? But yeah, let me stop comparing. But yeah, for me, she's pretty, like very pretty still. But yeah,
I hear it.
I don't know how we got into the
conversation. Would you ever say your type on the platform?
Online?
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I wouldn't. I would just be. I'd be very broad,
like vague, innit?
Man, yeah, very broad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say what I actually look for, because then they'll be like, not that it would be like anything.
It could be though.
Yeah, like, but then again, it's like, I wouldn't care, because if I now ask you what's your type, should I now slate you? Whatever. Mm. And that's not to say that you will slate me for my what I like, because I don't think you would. But you get me, like, each their own. I've never had an issue with someone saying what their preference is.
Yeah.
But then, on the flip side, people have been like, where does your preference stem from? Do you know what I mean?
It's a good question, to be fair.
Like, okay, cool. This is unrelated to your type, but it's more of like, why you want a girl with lower body count, yeah. Lonely that I watched. I think it was a clip.
God.
No. But it was a clip I watched, yeah, and she was like, oh, why does it matter if the girl's body count is high or not? That this stems from patriarchy, and that's where your preference comes from, as to wanting to a lower body count or whatever. Now, obviously, in the general scheme of things, is what I was looking at in terms of, okay, maybe my preference does come from X, Y, and Z. That, oh, yeah, I have an ideology in my head. That's the wrong word, isn't it?
The idea, ideology, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, you could have run with it
before. Yeah.
I know I could have, but you get me? So I don't sound silly. But yeah, that you have an idea that, oh, yeah, like, this is why I prefer this one, or I prefer this because of X, Y, and Z, do you know what I mean? But yeah, that's why I was like, oh, bro, maybe my preference comes from this or that, but for me, it don't really, but you get me?
I don't get those questions. Oh, why do you like, if you have a type, or where do you think that stems from? I don't know or care. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That's what I like. And yeah, that's the way it is, isn't it?
I've never understood why it gets run so deep into.
Yeah.
In comparison to girls. Because growing up was I'm not gonna lie, I don't really remember the whole dark skin guys weren't rated.
I do.
Oh, no, there was definitely remember when light skin boys were like The bee's knees, bro. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember this.
No, I remember, man. I remember.
I don't remember this.
How old you were light skinned?
Yeah. Oh, damn. Trenches.
Yeah, bro.
Damn. Every day was a battle.
Woo. I don't remember this.
I think I was probably about 15. Too fair. Secondary, for me, is different anyway, so.
Yeah. No, it was definitely secondary school days.
It was secondary school for sure, yeah. But like, for me, because I never really saw it as like, oh yeah, you can't get girls because you're dark skin.
Mm.
And I'm not light skin. I'll say that. No, I'm not light skin. I don't know why. If you want to run jokes on comments, sure, do that. But I'm not light skin. So I didn't. The light skin you're talking about is not me.
I think he's talking about like a.
We know the light skin we're talking about.
Yeah, like mixed.
The mixed race guys with the curly hair and all that.
Yeah.
Because, man, saw the hype. I saw them get girls. But it went to the point of like, I can't get girls.
Yeah.
So I just never saw it as, oh, it's because he's light skinned. I never actually saw it like that. I'm not going to lie to you. In secondary school, I saw every guy getting girls.
Every?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are getting girls, but it's like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, in secondary school times, if you were to ask, oh, who's them questions of like, oh, who's the longest boy in our year? They would say that one light skinned guy's name. Yeah, 100, 100, 100. Bro. And we know the same one we're talking about. We know who we're talking about. Let's talk about after, bro. Like, so just like,
see, he's shaking his head like
everyone knows. If I was to say his name in a social gathering, everyone knows.
Oh my god! That's how they move when you say his name.
Yeah, word.
Oh my god!
Word, like,
but yeah. That is actually funny still. That is fun.
Oh my god.
That's definitely how it used to be. But that it was never so it wasn't funny. As bad as it was for like girls, you know what I'm saying? Like with girls being dark skinned and the whole shebang. But.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Obviously I'm not a girl, so I'm not in their shoes, but I feel like girls got every girl I knew got moved to.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like if they thought you were pretty, they thought you were pretty. I think
that's how I knew.
That's how I saw it.
So like the whole like cool. Let's like we're walking around it on eggshells, but like the whole colorist thing. Like for me, I didn't see it because I never saw it like that. Do you know what I mean? Colors got brought to me when I saw it online.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I never lived like that. So if I saw you, and I thought you're pretty, I never thought, oh, you're dark skinned. Oh no, I never saw it like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. Do you know what I mean? The only people that got abused. It's guys in school.
I mean? I think there's definitely girls who are dark skinned that got that abuse.
But then again, we went to all boys. I went to an all boys. I didn't really see it.
I didn't see it either. But no, I don't think that happened. I don't think it happened back when we were like in secondary school. I feel like it's a more of a relevant thing now.
Yeah.
Or maybe it did because then again, there was that, what's it, when that Nella Rose tweet, everyone that like, people used to say them things back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely around, but like, I just never witnessed it because I didn't know of it.
Yeah, same.
Was this, is it ignorance or?
I don't think it's really ignorance.
I don't know what it was. I just never knew it.
Because we know it happened. Yeah. We just didn't see it with our own eyes, innit?
I didn't know it happened.
Yeah, because
like, I knew it happened.
I mean, maybe I did actually because guys got abused in school for being dark skinned. Like, we'll run jokes.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Ooh, turn the light off. Where's he gone?
Nice. You know? That's funny. That's funny, but that's actually funny. Man said, turn off the lights. Where have you gone?
Nah, man.
How did you feel in that moment?
Nah, bro.
You actually, oh, let me not run into it. But yeah, like, I never saw it in terms of with girls. One, because maybe I didn't go to an all girls, I mean, a mixed school. But two, because I never lived by that. So I just never got it. And till now, I don't get it. Like, even when guys run the whole, oh, yeah, like, oh, she's... Like, I know guys that will say, yo, like, my type is this and this. I just don't rate the... Like, do you get me?
Yeah.
I know guys like this. I'm like, I look at them like... If I wanted to correct you, I could correct you. But it's like, you're too old for this, bro. You're too old to be corrected. Like, I'm not your dad. So I'm just looking. I'm like, bro, what are you saying? Like, I'll sometimes be like, yeah, like, bro, like, what are you saying? Like, I look at you, I'm like, what are you saying?
Mm.
But it's not a thing of, nah, bro, let me sit you down and let me talk to you about, like, you're too old for that.
No, it's not me
that's going to educate, like, do you get me?
It's, but more time with mandem is delivery, though.
Yeah.
And it's choice of words.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you're speaking about a specific set of people, like, suddenly there's aggression in your voice. It's like, bro, come on. Like, there's a way to say certain things, I feel like. Someone asks you, what's your type? Say, I like this. Like, you can say you like something without bashing the ones you don't like.
No, but here's the thing.
Easily.
No, because it's easy to say it, but in reality, we aren't saying it because we know that some people, like, okay, maybe not us, but people could get scrutinized for what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, for example, yeah, I'm just gonna say it because I'm not saying this in my time.
Yeah.
But I like light skin girls. If someone asks me, what's my type? I like light skin girls.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like when black men see a black man with a white girl, the eyes on you is mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the same way with if a man wants to say, I like light skin girls.
Yeah.
And it's not fair because, like, that's just his preference.
Yeah.
He ain't said he doesn't like dark skin girls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the guys that now go and say, oh, I like light skin girls because dark skin girls are X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Those guys deserve to be scrutinized.
That's what I'm saying.
It's when you compare. You're not supposed to compare.
Yeah.
Like, if someone says, oh, why do you like light skin girls? You'll say, okay, the answer you should say is, that's my preference. Don't go and say, because light skin girls do this, have this. Like, once you've said that, you're instantly comparing, and that's where you get in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, bro, yeah, it's... It's a turkey situation.
But the thing is, see, guys will even get looked at sideways even if they don't like dark-skinned girls for no reason. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, you can say your preference is light-skinned girls.
Yeah.
And they can look at you sideways because you don't like dark-skinned girls for no reason.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't like dark-skinned girls.
I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you say my preference is light-skinned girls and you're dark-skinned yourself, yeah. So why do you like dark-skinned girls? What's your reason?
Bro, I hate that stupid thing.
I know the one you're going to say.
No, when they say like, oh, isn't your mom black or something like, or is your mom dark or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Am I attracted to my mom or what's going on? Yeah, like, I'm confused, but just all running.
Me, it's like, I just feel like people shouldn't judge one. That's the first thing. Don't judge. Just because a man says he likes this doesn't mean he doesn't like the others.
Yeah.
It's just his preference. That's the key word in it. It's his preference. He prefers this. Doesn't mean he doesn't like X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Because everyone has a preference at the end of the day. It could be broad. It could be very...
Narrow. Yeah.
Or very detailed. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Nah. At the end of the day, if he's not slandering another, it shouldn't be a problem. Because for me to be openly... For me to be able to say that, oh yeah, my preference is black girls, without being judged or being judged, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And that isn't your mom black thing, I would only maybe say that when I hear a guy say, or when he's bashing dark skinned girls, for example, and he's dark skinned, he likes light skinned girls. Like, let's say he says, oh, I like dark skinned girls, but I like light skinned girls because dark skinned girls are like this. Then I'm like, bro, your mom is the same colour, bro. Like,
yeah, but what does that, like, I get it, but what does that even mean?
Like, for me, so
you're bashing the colour that your mum and your sister are.
Oh yeah, true.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, true, like, every insult you're giving,
you're also giving to
your mother and your sister.
Like, if they heard that,
and your cousin, it's very weird. Of you, do you know what I mean? That's why. That's the only thing I don't get. Like, why insult them?
That's
the only thing I don't get. If you have a preference, I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Because they have a preference as well. When they say they like dark skins, why is that?
Yeah.
When girls say they like dark skin, that's why. Why?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because we can literally throw it on the other way around.
Always.
We just don't care to.
We don't.
I don't care to do that. Like dark skin, I know why you do. Do you know what I mean? It's the same way that you say, oh, we like, okay, fair. That's why I just leave it at that, fam.
Because
I've always heard, oh yeah, light skin guys, oh yeah, they're this and that, they're. Do you know what I mean? We've heard it. We just don't care enough to go on Twitter to talk about it.
Literally, man.
Do you know what I mean? I don't care enough to do all of that. For me, if you like me, like me.
Simple as, man.
More time I wouldn't even ask your type, I'll be real. if I'm already talking to you, I don't care.
Yeah.
Do you know, if you're giving me energy, I'm not going to ask you, but realistically. It might come up, let's say if she asks me, like, oh, what's yours? But I'm not going to say, oh, what's your type? I'm already like talking to you or talking to me. Like, I don't really care, to be honest.
I'd ask back if you asked me.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm not going to say that question off the bat. Like, I'm not going to say that question first.
I've definitely asked back for sure. And for me, I don't really care if I'm their type or not.
Exactly.
So that's where at least like, you're thinking of, oh yeah, like we're having energy, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I don't care if I'm their type or not, because I'm not going to lie to you, for a lot of girls, their type is dark skinned guys.
Yeah.
A lot of girls' types is dark skinned guys. I'm not a dark skinned guy.
Yeah.
Mm. I've spoke to girls. I'm living my life. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's not as if I pray every day, oh yeah, God, let me be dark skinned. Go on.
Yeah.
I live my life, and I feel like it should be the same approach for girls. That, okay, cool, his type is light skin. You're a brown skin girl. He's feeling you. What's the problem? And the new thing here is, I get it to an extent, but I still don't. Like, if all his previous girls are maybe light skin, and now he wants to date a brown skin girl, he's not allowed because he's now testing
with... He's now what?
Bro, he's experimenting with her. And I get the logic, like, bro, like, why do you want to come for me now when all the other girls you go for is light skin? I get that logic, but it's still not fair to apply to him. I don't think it's fair.
I think it's down to energy, man. I can't lie. Like, if she's showing you that like, she's onto you, then why are you worrying about... Okay, that's the other way around.
Yeah, it's the other way around, yeah.
The same way, like, if there's energy there, then why do you care?
For me, it's like, I don't get what the experiment is for. That's the only thing I don't get.
But what if he's actually not experimenting? What if he just likes...
Exactly.
What if he's never had a preference? He's just gone for that type of girl and then like, he likes all girls, but now he just finds like a black girl that he actually likes. And now he's speaking to a black girl. Not because not because he's tested anything.
I'm done with them, so now
let me. Yeah, it's not that, but
that's how they see it. And again, I get it because it's like, bro, like if all the girls she spoke to is dark skinned 6'5" guys, and now you come and speak to a brown skinned 6 foot guy. Whoa, what happened? You know what I mean? That's how they see it.
Yeah.
For me, I would never see it like that.
Yeah.
But it's that. That's how they see it.
And yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Like, when you're on a date and like, or when you're, when you're on a date and then she asks you what's your type. No, you ask her what's her type and then she doesn't say you and you don't care. But if you were, if she was to ask you and you say anything but her.
Yeah.
Long day.
Yeah.
Long it's day. True still.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I'm not able to say it's her though.
Yeah,
like, even if I'm when I date my type,
yeah,
I feel like I feel like I have dated my type in the past. Dating being just going out to eat or whatever, do you know what I mean? But I don't think I've steered too far away from it to say, oh yeah, you're not my type, but I'm talking to you. I feel like that's just weird. I feel like as a guy, you should know that, bro. Like, describe her as best as you can.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've definitely been in a situation where a girl would be like, oh yeah, my type is, okay, cool. What's the one that one girl must have said to me years ago? Oh, I like guys with low followers and, well, I don't even remember. Low followers. I think low cut. I had this hairstyle. I said, babe, be a bit nice, man. Like, I don't have low followers. I don't have a low cut. I can't remember what else there was, but do you get me? I think the rest was like, just general stuff, like, oh, dress is nice, smells nice, here and that, all that stuff. But I'm not the physical, do you know what I mean? And it's fine.
You just, you brush it and you carry on, innit?
I have to, I'm out with
that's
you.
The thing, yeah.
Like, even if it does bother me, I'd move on. I wouldn't draw up.
Nah, there's no point.
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like I'm used to it at this point now. Like, a lot of girls, I am some girls type.
Yes.
But a lot of girls are attracted to dark skin, man. And it's like, I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird, like, I've seen girls, like, examine mandem's likes or mandem's followings.
Mm.
And it's all potentially one skin tone. And then she's a different skin tone. It's like, why are you liking these pictures of these girls that are this skin tone and following these girls that are this skin tone? And I'm different. And I'm like, really? But
at some point, we actually do have to draw, like, come on, that's a bit of a coincidence.
I'm not going to say anything, though. Like, imagine you're going through a girl's followings and, like, her, what she's liking, and it's all, like, light skin, bright. Like, you going to say anything? I don't care.
I might pick up on
that. I'm not going to say. You might pick up. Are you going to voice it? That's different.
That is voicing it.
No, picking up is actually clocking it. Saying it is different.
No. I might pick up on it with her.
Oh, okay. Fairs. I mean,
every guy's picture is just a light skin guy. Light skin, blue eyes. Yo, babe, what's this? Bro, like, man will pick up on it. And I hear it if she picks up on you, like, if all you follow is light skin girls or dark skin girls and she's light skin or something.
Okay, let's not say all. Let's say majority. Like 70-30.
I don't know, man. If it's noticeable for me to pick up on it, I'm going to pick up on it and speak to her.
But why would you? But you going through a following
is that's something I wouldn't even do. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I can't even put myself in the shoe. But
so when she tells you, okay, that's my past, but I like you now, what are you going to say next?
No, I wouldn't pick up on everything. Like, oh, yeah, like, what? Like, why do you like not like me? Oh.
Why is your following like this?
Yeah.
How do
you? No, that's how I would pick up. I wouldn't now say, now compare it to myself. I'm not this and that. I'll be like, oh, right, like, you like light skin guys, don't you? You know?
Do you not think that she would probably know that you're comparing it to yourself, though? Without saying
it? I mean, without saying it, you are. Like, if you pick up, you would not automatically think, like, rah. Yeah. I mean, that's just you being as a human, isn't it?
Yeah.
More than to you.
It's true.
But, like, don't you think there's just, like, just like a level of, like, if you did that, went through someone's
followings.
Isn't there just like a bit of insecurity there? Like,
I can agree.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with insecurity, you know?
There isn't. There's a negative connotation around it. That's another thing.
Yeah, true.
But that's definitely insecurity, true. I believe.
Yeah, there is.
I don't get why I'm going through
followings. Just to go through followings is actually like, that's time consuming, bro.
Yeah.
Like most of my followers are like a good 400 people. Like,
you're doing time consuming. Better stuff of your time, but you know.
But then you can't tell her that she's insecure for doing that, because that won't go down well.
Yeah, but yeah, same but way, same way. If like if a girl does something and it's a red flag, you're not gonna tell her that was a red flag that you just or you just did was a red flag.
Yeah,
it's, even if it's like, just gonna
you just,
be
you just clock it.
Yeah, it's just to yourself, and it's just like raw. You went for my followings, Fez.
I feel like something. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, Fez.
It's true.
Sometimes you just you gotta be smart with the way you address things with girls though as well, because I feel like if you approach it like bare like head on and so like stern that like, they're not gonna react well. You know what I mean? Like you're using words that insecure is like you're attacking them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Don't go and do that. Just be like, it's savvy, stay silent and move on.
Yeah.
Or you approach it in a careful manner, yeah, still, because it won't end well if
you
say, babe, you're insecure still. Why are you following my, why are you looking for my followers and that? You know what I mean? But that's life, man, at the end of the day.
I was also on Twitter, and a man must have got a girl flowers the first time he spoke to her. And a man called it, has gone, oh, if you did this in London, they'll all mock you and send you to the group chat. Then another girl quoted what he said, and she was like, I'm convinced people that think this or talk like this haven't dated girls. And I agree with her still.
I don't agree with her.
Because I think, bro, realistically, do you think if you did that 10 times out of 10 to 10 different babes, you're going to get mocked in a group chat? Do you believe that?
You won't get mocked.
But that's what he was saying, though.
It could throw her off.
It could throw her off, you think?
A lot of girls, like, it could like, be like, rah.
Yeah. Depends.
Not, like, it depends on the girl. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, some girls be like, oh my gosh, But some girls be like, whoa. Like, it's very forward.
Yeah.
But because of the society we're in, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, London, dating in London, dating the girls in London, it's very... What do you don't know what you're gonna get. I'm gonna ask you. Mm. So you have to know the total girl you're dating before you go and buy flowers for her for the first date.
That's the thing.
As simple as that.
I know there's girls who, if they receive that on the first date, yes, they're gonna mock him. And I know girls that wouldn't mock him.
Do you know what I mean? I know girls that wouldn't mock him.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not 10 out of 10. Like, it will happen sometimes, but it's not 10 times out of 10. So,
but I don't think that's something I would do personally.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. But if a man did it, that's your game.
Like, I wouldn't even tell him that. Like, if a man don't like, yo, should I get from? Out of them, nah, bro.
Yeah, if you ask me if you can, I would say no.
I'm like, you don't, why? Like, for me, it's like, why? You don't need that. Like, you're taking her out on a date. Why do you need to buy her flowers?
Again, like you said, it differs.
I don't know.
Person to person.
But I don't know. I've never understood it.
Well, then,
Someone even asked me, am I romantic? I don't know.
I think I am.
Like, I even went to go speak to someone, and I was like, oh, like, what makes someone romantic? They're like, subjective, bro.
Yeah, it is subjective.
It's subjective.
But like, I don't know what's romantic. Like, what's romantic? I don't know.
What's mad is I've never actually been properly romantic, but I think I have.
First.
Or at least I think I would be.
So you're not romantic?
No. I am. But I haven't been. Does that make sense?
Does it make sense?
That makes sense. Okay, let me word it differently.
Okay, yeah, you haven't been, but you think you are. Yes. Yeah. I hear it still.
I feel like I've done romantic acts.
Yeah.
But like, I ain't going to write you no card and be like, oh, I love you, babe, and all that.
Yeah.
Just on a random.
That would be classed as romantic, though.
Be classed as simp for someone else.
Depends on who you're sending it to.
Yeah.
Depends on who you're sending it to. Literally.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
random card, I love you, with flowers.
No.
It's not even that bad, man.
For me, a card though is different. But like, if it's on a whole essay of a card, you see, a card is not a small thing, bro. If you write a card, and you're writing lines and you feel it, that's not me still. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, like random flowers with a card and chocolate. Like, what?
Is that romantic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, then first, man's romantic still.
You're on a random, yeah. If you're doing a random.
Yeah, like, yeah, man yeah, could yeah. do that, but... For me, I just see that as just you're getting her flowers. I wouldn't now say, oh yeah, I'm romantic because I ordered her flowers.
Fizz.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mean because of, but it's definitely a romantic act.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. When they ask me that, I don't know what to say. I'm like, what else is there to do? Random ordering flowers. What else?
Holidays.
Huh? Yeah.
What do you say?
Wait, you say holidays?
Yeah.
Each to their own.
That's so. A gift.
Yeah, isn't that? If it's a random big. One.
Holidays makes you romantic.
Yeah,
I think it could do. Like, let's say, like on a random Tuesday night, you're like, oh yeah, Paris on the weekend or something like that.
Mm.
For no reason. Yeah. That's romantic, I think.
Yeah, but that's going above and beyond.
Okay. Yeah. That was
surface level romantic.
I feel like being romantic is just like you have to make an effort to be romantic.
It also depends on the love languages.
Pardon?
Depends on the love languages as well. I don't know. I think it does.
If you cater to their, if you do something that caters to their love language, then that's being romantic. I guess.
Give them a massage, is that romantic? Oh, to be fair, it might be.
Yeah, that's where it would be subjective.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't usually give them a massage and then you do it because you know that caters to their love language, and maybe that is romantic. Or if you book them a spa or something, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So something like that.
Like, for example, yeah, you pick them up from somewhere.
Yeah.
Or you take them, you drop them off at the station from work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that romantic?
If their love language is acts of service, they might see it as that, yeah.
No, but if I now describe that to someone, I've done that. Let's say I'm talking to a random girl, I don't know her. She asked me if I'm romantic, and I say, oh yeah, like, yeah, man drops my girl to the station, or I pick her up from work.
You can't lead with that. I don't think you can lead with that.
That's not
off of face value. It doesn't sound
romantic. I don't think it's romantic. I feel like it's the small things. Like, for example, if you drop her at the station and like you get out and open her door for her to get out and go to the station. Chivalry. That's romantic. Do you know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm saying. Yes, this
I've opened the fucking door. How romantic. I'm taking a piss.
That's what I'm saying.
Mileage I'm taking a piss. I think petrol's free.
That's crazy. I don't know. They need to teach us in school what being romantic is, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to do.
The girls are saying chivalry is dead.
I don't know. What's chivalry? Bro,
all the small stuff. Opening doors. Like,
I'll open the doors. I'll let a girl in first and all that stuff.
I'll do that even if there's a guy behind me. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a human chivalry though. Like, for example, letting her go through the door before you walk in. Like, letting her lead through the door.
Yeah.
That's
chivalry.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And then, like, walking on the roadside of the pavement.
Yeah.
Chivalry again.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think it's dead. I just think you're meeting wrong people. I think you're meeting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sodom, but it's not in Sodom. Maybe they just don't know. But you're just not being the right guy, I guess, no?
Yeah. Mm. Or maybe they don't take you.
Maybe they don't care about you.
Yeah, it's a whole different conversation. It's a whole different way. Yeah, that's what girls say.
Definitely not dead.
If he would, he could, or something like that. That's what girls like to say.
If he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would. Sorry, yeah.
If he wanted to, he could.
Wait, no, if he wanted to, he would. Yeah.
Obviously. Arrest me. Oh, damn, man. Yeah, man. I don't know. If someone asked me if I'm romantic, I'd have to say yes now, I know.
But if they ask you for an example, what would be your go-to example?
I take my girl on dates, bro.
Yes, man. I hear you still.
Whoever she wants to go, I take her.
Mm.
That's romantic.
Don't even check the menu now. Why is Benzo avoiding the question, bro?
What, check the menu?
Yeah.
She said,
let's go ahead. Do you check the menu?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's expensive, what are you going to say? Babe, like, let's turn it down a little bit.
I'll be like, yo, this place is expensive though.
Do you want something that we got? You got, no, I mean, it was you that got dragged, but you're obviously on camera.
Yeah.
So we got dragged. But you know the sending restaurants, free restaurants to the girl and getting like a big.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I banged.
Wait. You guys got dragged for that, were you?
On TikTok, bro. We got dragged for that. You're sending it to your girl to pick. I said, what? That is bad, bro.
And you don't have to do too much work. You're relieving the work that you have to do. You know what I'm saying?
You send them the atmosphere. And which one do they like?
Yeah, which one do you like? What? And then we'll go there.
I thought that banged.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I haven't done that.
They're saying, oh, like, when I'm with my man, I don't want to think about anything. Like, all that stuff, bro.
Yeah, you're just picking where we're going.
You're picking a restaurant. You're not even
and then
doing
I'll
much.
Do the rest from there. You get it? Like,
yeah.
You don't have to do anything else. I'm confused.
The atmosphere, but, I think that bangs, though. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I think one of our close friends even said that's a bad idea. I said, what?
Bad idea. Oh, man, fair enough.
I'm like, bro, you girls don't know what you want.
They're actually a whole different species, man. I actually realized that, man.
I said they don't want to
think for themselves, bro.
Bro. Do you not like when you get bare snaps?
Yeah.
Someone sends you bare purple snaps.
Depends on what I'm doing.
Modern Warfare is a bill.
More shots, man.
That's why it just came out. There's a new one that just came out.
Yeah.
Or
Vault Edition. Whatever that means.
What was the question? Bare red snaps? Purple snaps?
Yeah.
Not from the man, then. That damage is just bare like TikToks, bro. Isn't it? Has to be from.
Shout out to Femi. Opened a new barbershop. I drove past the store.
They charge the same price.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Where is it?
It's in Erif.
I swear.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still. It's actually local to you still.
Fairs. Didn't you snap that that thing is with Jay as well? Wait, who are we talking about?
Yeah.
Fairs.
Yeah, Jay's back.
Still. Yeah, he's with him as well.
Yeah. I think they opened it together.
Oh, Fairs. And it's in Erif.
Yeah,
bro. Fair enough. But their prices, forget that, man. Don't even care, man.
You know, till now, I haven't seen your hair.
Oh, bro, what? You reminded me. Bro,
I don't know how many people
said that.
You saw it? Did you not see it?
I did. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm like,
there we go, yeah.
This guy walked in, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. What hair style do you have?
Low cut.
Low, yeah, it's low.
Oh, you have a low cut?
Well, it's not low cut, it's low, but it's not like waves low.
I'm like, bro.
Do you have a fade?
Yeah.
Was it all level?
No, it's a fade.
No, mum, bro. Bro, I don't know. I was
all levels crazy.
bro, on my life, the last time I saw your hair was the time I came to your house.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
That was months ago, bro. And you had long hair.
Yeah, true.
Bro, I don't know what you have now.
Yeah.
And I never saw the hairstyle where you tried something new before the long hair. I think when you tried this hairstyle.
Oh yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you even brought it to my question because graduation and first day of
uni,
London.
Yeah.
That's twice in like 3 years that I've seen your actual hair. I'm like, bro, why do you keep?
But I just don't. I really don't care about the way my hair looks. So I just can't be bothered. Like on occasions where I need like graduation, I can't wear. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just I'll go get a trim. But
live show you can wear.
What? Like you'll get a trim and then
yeah, but the thing is with live show you can like style it. You can style that.
Did you get a got a trim?
Yeah, and then covered it with a wave cap.
Yeah.
Why?
Because when you get a trim, it's also the beard and everything else, and everything. Like, it's not just the hair. Obviously, I don't know, you guys can't relate, but anyway, like
that's so long. That is so.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I shave.
Oh, you shave?
On my life, Baba. Yo, Hus, raise your team. Bro.
So he grips his your chin, yeah?
Stop that.
No, I lied. That's what he did with his mouth.
What's wrong with you?
Up your chin, like.
Bro, the barber has to get underneath to cut this hair, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, don't disrespect me. Man's got my little da-da-da here now.
Yeah. You know with a beard, it's a whole different thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like, Stand it again.
So I'm just letting you know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like half the haircut. Do you know what I'm saying? Done with the hair,
so
now
it's
time for
the
beard.
So why don't you just get your beard shaped then? Rather than the actual trim.
Because at the same...
Different?
Huh?
Is the price different?
I've never just gone to get my beard trimmed. I don't even know how much that would be.
How much is your trim?
Like 20, 25? Yeah. Man are paying.
I pay 20, bro. I pay 20.
Fairs. How much
he
do you pay
pays
now?
Them dumb prices, bro.
Yeah, sorry, man.
80, 65. All them sort of direct debit sort of prices, man.
Nah, that's actually crazy for a 30-minute trim.
It's definitely more than 30 minutes, though.
Definitely worth it, though.
They make it longer than 30 minutes.
Mm, they'll drag
100%.
It out. 100%. Yeah.
100%.
They'll make it an experience.
They'll stop. They'll start talking. Do you know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing, bro. Trust me. They know what they're doing.
It's worth it. I'm not going to ask you. I've never left the trim my chair thinking, why did I pay this?
So, yeah.
Like, I look at myself and be like, bro, like, yeah, this trim is sharp. I like the consistency. I don't like... Like, now that I stick to one barber, I like the consistency. I don't like the whole... Before I go to a barber, like, oh my days, he's done it different. Like,
yeah.
It's, my trim is the same every time.
Fair.
That's what I'm paying for still.
Fair.
I said, like, before I'll try to go to a cheaper barber, I'd be like, oh, my barber could have done it better here.
But it's like, when you go to a new barber, you just have to, like, develop a relationship kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell them how you like it, and then over time, though, you won't even have to tell them, huh?
Yeah, just sitting
chill. Pause, man. This guy's crazy.
I don't even want to know what
this guy's crazy.
I don't even know. It's tragic, man.
That's just your intrusive thoughts coming out.
You laugh straight away, so.
Bro, a man saw a TikTok of intrusive thoughts coming true. You saw it. This was my man's game show, Benzo's game show that he was doing.
Oh.
I think it was somewhere in Midlands, innit?
Mm.
And like, broski, not even him, some brother must have stood on like a table or something. Bare flash cameras, everyone's recording. Broski's all telling everyone behind him, get out of the way, get out of the way, get out of the way. Try to do some backflip. He's done the backflip. Broski landed on his head.
Yeah, so that was funny, you know.
I just front of get... all.
Yeah. I don't get why. Why? I get in the moment you're hyped. Oh, you're giddy.
Seen a couple pretty faces, man.
You don't jump off a bloody table to do backflip. Why? So everyone can scream. Ah. What if your neck broke?
It was, I'm telling you, the way he dropped, bro, it couldn't
have been. It was so slow. It's he didn't tuck his legs.
Nothing.
Bang.
He's probably done that once before when he was drunk.
This is the time to do it.
Like,
just excitement. That's what it was. Just
it was hard. He was screaming, he's done.
See what I mean? Like, don't do that, man. I get it, you're in the moment, innit?
Do you know what's mad? Everyone that recorded that, which was everyone in the room, they probably still posted it.
Defo saved it.
And he failed.
Defo saved it. Defo posted it.
That's mad.
I bet he found it funny as well, though.
He'd have to laugh.
I think he was in shock. I can't remember. I think I saw his face after. I think he was in shock.
I didn't see his face.
He was in shock that what? Like,
that he didn't land it.
Oh, Fez. He didn't look like he was going to land it. So.
I thought it would. If he landed it, it would have been sick.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been sick. He was that. I rate him, though, for his confidence to go on the table to jump and do a backflip. I rate it.
But it was bait that he hasn't done it enough times, though.
It was once he failed it, yeah. But like the way he stepped to the table, move,
bare confidence, get away.
Yeah, yeah.
And he jumped in the line.
Oh my god!
Oh man, I feel for him still, but rate his confidence still. I'm gonna answer. I wouldn't do that, but
no way.
I wish I would do. I've never been able to do a backflip.
Be like a gymnast or something, bro. I do it on trampoline.
Mind Slow is one of my greatest songs ever too.
I don't know.
I need the guys to release music soon. Team Miller.
Tonight.
Fam, I've been feeling music still. I've actually. Now I said I want to start listening to real music.
I've been doing the same.
What do you mean, real music?
Real raps. Real raps.
Real rap's the way to go, man. Showing you. I don't even listen. I barely listen to American music anymore.
I'm not going to say I don't think I've listened to American music.
Don't listen to ages. It. Like, I don't remember the last time I listened to Young Boy, all of these guys. I don't know.
Apparently, he's a back or something. Back. But I just don't care.
I'm still not gonna listen. I'm still not gonna listen.
I mean, it's not my vibe.
It's not my vibe. Still. He's got a couple good songs.
Yeah.
That I'll sing along to, but playlist wise, I've got a couple of American artists in my real rap playlist, to be fair.
You know, TikTok here is actually one of the best apps developed. Because the way I've just discovered bare artists off there,
songs as well.
Bare songs is mad still. That there's bare new artists that are coming up. That, for example, I'm not gonna actually diss. I don't know if you guys know him, Skeet. I think that's what they, I think that's his name, Skeet. I think that's
he's American.
No, he's UK still.
Skeet.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Skeete. Discovered him off TikTok, bro. His tune is banging, bro. If there was no TikTok, how would I have ever heard his sound? Do you know what I mean?
All fairs.
How would I have ever heard his sound? Like, there's better. I don't want to say them now. I feel like we'll do one day we'll just do a segment.
Yeah.
Maybe when we do the Spotify rap thing, maybe we'll do it then.
Yeah.
I'll just check and see if the notification, what that notification was. But yeah, maybe if we... Yeah, what was that? Maybe we'll do it then or when we'll discover that artists that we discovered off TikTok and something like that. But yeah, like, TikTok is mad. So even for us, bro, like, people discovered us from TikTok, bro. Even when I went out on Sunday, when we went to Cabana Fam.
Yeah.
A girl came up to me at the end. Yeah, I was like, oh, me and my boyfriend watch you all the time. She's just giving us our praises, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, like, I'm shocked that I'm seeing a TikToker here. Oh. I said, slow down, buddy. I'm not a TikToker. She even joined me when I was saying, oh, wait, you're not a TikToker, punk.
Yeah.
But for me, I was like, why would you be shocked that I'm in a venue?
Why? I'm a human being.
Why? But I get at the same time, when you see, like, obviously I'm not this person, do you get me? But when you see someone like,
you've seen
on TikTok online, it's like, oh, right, that's that person, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
still. But yeah, still. Make sure you lot help us as well on TikTok by sharing our clips, man. Follow us there, man.
Word.
Can't lie, I was slacking a little bit still, posting some TikToks.
Last week's episode didn't really take off like that, to be fair, but we reposted it, didn't it?
Which one?
This literally 102.
Oh, yeah, fam. The way it was just failing on me when I was exporting it, I'm like, bro, why? had to go online and be like, what's this error code? There was sections where it would black out.
What?
Yeah, fam. I don't know if it was a technical error. I don't know what it was. It blacked out. I had to cut it out, replace it with the logo. It happened again. I exported. Same error occurred with another position in the video. Cut it out. Oh, just like, bro, this is bad, lame. But yeah, ended up working. I said, it ended up working, though.
But hopefully it's released on time this weekend.
Hopefully it's released on time. The audio came out on time, though.
Yeah, audio came out on time.
So hopefully this one comes out on time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know who you lot want to see on the podcast as well.
Facts, facts.
I'm just stuttering a bit this episode, man. What the heck?
Should read some books, G.
Is that how you release them? Right?
Yeah, yeah. Helps, though.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm talking very quick or something. I don't know.
Reading still. Because that used to be me as well, and I started reading that. Like, even if you read a book on that, like, anything, like, you'll just flow faster or flow smoother, innit?
Let us know who you want to see on the podcast.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Comments,
any
DMs.
Ideas you have for us to end the year off. Want to end off strong.
What episode are we going to end the year with? It's going to be like
107, 108,
What, are we going to be in the studio on New Year's or near Christmas? Let's check.
What day do we record?
Oh, nah, we won't. Sugar, we record on Boxing Day.
No, we don't.
Oh, that's a Friday. We'll be recording on Wednesday, innit?
We don't record on Boxing Day.
Boxing Day's a Friday, mate.
No, it's not.
Oh my gosh, that's January.
What the heck?
My bad.
We don't record.
We release on New Year's Eve though, and we release on Christmas Eve as well.
Releasing on New Year's Eve is pretty decent still.
Yeah,
it's a good day to release. People be at home now.
Yeah. For like,
we release on New Year's Eve. Eesh, technical.
Before they start going out to the motors and that, and church and stuff.
When do you cross over? Oh yeah, so crossover. Oh yeah, midnight. So be that in church. Have you noticed that a lot of people don't know what church to go to anymore?
You know, I was actually going to say, like, maybe like 2 days before the new year, like, where's everyone going?
Yeah.
Because the random have never really been in one place. Obviously, some have spent it with their families and that. But, like, never really seen the random on New Year's Eve. But, like,
yes,
everyone still. Just, like, link up for, like, a motive or something on New Year's Eve still. Because my cousin does it with his friends. It's like 20 man. Like 20 man that he's been friends with from like secondary, like female friends as well. And everyone just like, Happy New Year sort of move, isn't it? I'm like, raw.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't.
Never link
up. I said they'll link up.
Yeah, like, oh,
I feel to like, my church.
Nah,
I forget what?
Nah, not even still.
To be fair, that would be hard though. Like, after church, everyone links up.
Yeah.
That'd be hard. Like, instead of just a move, just like your people, them, innit?
Then again, like, don't you always go to church for the crossover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also, like, after the crossover, like, early AMs.
Bro, wait, like, how long do you stay in church for after the crossover?
Yeah, true. I leave as soon as it hits.
Do you know what I mean? 12:05.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
12:02.
I stay until like 5-6 a.m.
I'm good.
I don't do that.
It's not for me.
Again, nah, let me not bang that joke then. That. Nah. Yeah, man will stay till.
As soon as they say, you know, when the crossover happens and then everyone's like hugging each other.
Yeah,
like,
then there's a prayer. Dip. And I'm out.
That's it.
I'm out. In fact, they even pray into the new year.
Yeah, they pray into the new year.
I'm not lying to you. I went to a church. I'm going to say the name. They were pissing me off, bro. It's 12 o'clock. They haven't even said Happy New Year.
That's right.
It was pissing me off.
Nah, I can't run.
It's crazy. I'm like, bro, I've been here before. Why are you not saying Happy New Year yet? You're not letting us greet each other Happy New Year. Mm. They're still doing prayer. I'm like, bro, come on. You should have structured this better, fam.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll probably stay to the end of the... definitely not. End of service like 4-5 a.m, bro. I'm not doing
like, what is that?
I'm not doing that. Which is bad, but it's not bad, but it's like my goal is to just cross over with the Lord, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But yeah.
One of my boys, whose dad's a pastor, left early. I'm like, oof, damn.
He left the church early.
Trust me.
And their dad is the pastor.
Trust me.
Good luck, Charlie.
Like,
so I don't think that's bad though. I don't think that's bad.
It depends what your dad's like, innit?
I think it looked bad, but I don't know.
I have to find a way to do it still because I'm not staying till 4 a.m., 3 a.m.
Then again, though, like, I'm not going to lie to you. we're getting to the age where,
like, yeah, bro, it's true. Yeah,
I'm cutting.
Man's an adult, like, come on.
I'm cutting, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've actually got to that stage where, like, yo, if I don't want to do something, I'm going
to
do
it. Man to man, you know what I mean?
But there's still respect there, though, man. Understand. If I want to go, I'm going. Do you know what I mean? Man to man.
Man to man.
Boy to boy.
You know what I mean?
I'm leaving. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, still, yeah. Man, cross up. That's a good idea, though. Like, if everyone just links up somewhere, like, let's say we run an AP or something.
Yeah.
Everyone just links up and vibes, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, start the year off right with your people, then, innit?
Literally.
No, that's a vibe, though. I might do that.
I even saw some, if I was talking about after, to be fair.
I charge like £50 entry, though.
That is crazy. 10 or 5, we got to get out of this, though.
It's the business of me, though.
£50 per entry for Mandem.
You got that, though, man.
I'm not paying. What's going on there?
Stay outside.
I'll supply the drinks, bro. Come on.
I don't drink.
I didn't say you did. So I'll supply the drinks.
I wouldn't want down to start the new year, bro.
You wouldn't?
No. Start the year off, right?
Okay.
Okay.
No, I mean, okay. Fez. So what, is there going to be like a service at the AP?
But yeah, it's been hustle. Make sure you like this video, yeah.
Comment, subscribe.
Everything, man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your family.
What we're saying, put this to TikTok, yeah. Other than that, T9 Bonner, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustling, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy Benzo in the booth.
Benzo.
And we'll see you lot in the next one still.